chapter 7, natural law, how violated. Needlessly to transgress the laws of our being is a violation of the law of God. If we unnecessarily injure our constitutions, we dishonor God, for we transgress the laws of our being. If appetite, which should be strictly guarded and controlled, is indulged to the injury of the body, the penalty of transgression will surely result. Every careless action, any abuse put upon the Lord's mechanism by disregarding His specified laws in the human habitation, is a violation of God's law. Intemperance of any kind is a violation of the laws of our being. The laws of our being cannot be more successfully violated than by crowding upon the stomach unhealthful food just because it is craved by a morbid appetite. Eating merely to please the appetite is a transgression of nature's law. Any course of action, eating, drinking, or dressing that is unhealthful injures the fine works of the human machinery and interferes with God's order. Obstructions are created in bone, brain, and muscle, which destroy this wonderful machinery that God has organized to be kept in order. Any misuse of the delicate workmanship results in suffering. God is not changed, neither does He propose to change our physical organism in order that we may violate a single law without feeling the effect of its violation. By indulging their inclinations and appetites, men violate the laws of life and health, and if they obey conscience, they must be controlled by principle in their eating and dressing, rather than be led by inclination, fashion, and appetite. Neglecting to exercise the entire body or portion of it will bring on morbid conditions. Inaction of any of the organs of the body will be followed by a decrease in size and strength of the muscles and will cause the blood to flow sluggishly through the blood vessels.